Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. Thank you so much for listening every day. Trevor Noah wanted to talk about COVID-19, the only one of us that's seen Kamala Harris in like 3 months. Trevor added, as we all know, a little over 2 years ago, a bat in China didn't cover its mouth when it sneezed in a lab after visiting a food market, and that started a pandemic, and the world's never been the same. Kimmel, I don't know if I believe it, seeing as how I know about 20 people who have COVID or have had it this month, but Fauci says we're no longer in the pandemic phase. We're transitioning from the pandemic phase to the awkward teenage phase, so instead of your hands, wash your face. Corden, Fauci warned the virus can't be stamped out completely. The country may be totally over it, but it's still somehow hanging on. Basically, it's like American Idol. That's great. Trevor, yeah, a phase, sort of like wide leg jeans. They disappeared for 20 years. Now suddenly everybody looks like they have to borrow a pair of jeans from Shaq. Dave Chappelle back in the news. I suspect we'll see a bunch of Chappelle news now. He performed at the Netflix festival last night. That's not what I'm here to talk about. I'm here to talk about the Board of Zoning Appeals of Miami Township. Is that not exciting? Well, they were to hold a public hearing last night in Yellow Springs to decide whether Wierig Pavilion can host Dave Chappelle in a limited run of comedy shows with guest artists this summer. They were requesting a temporary use variance for the property to be, quote, temporarily utilized in a limited seating capacity for the purpose of hosting ticketed Dave Chappelle comedy shows. Chappelle would like to conduct up to a maximum of 24 shows between May 26th and September 5th. Shows will not be held on Sundays, except when there's a three-day holiday weekend with the holiday wrestling on a Monday. Oh, the legalese, beginning the Sundays of May 29th, July 3rd, and September 4th, as per the application. No surprise here on this next one. From Variety, Peacock has given a straight-to-series order for Pete Davidson's semi-autobiographical comedy. It's called Bupkis. Now look, it's Pete Davidson who's in the news every single day. Lorne Michaels. What else is Peacock showing? Bupkis is described as a heightened, fictionalized version of Pete Davidson's real life. Hold on there. A heightened version of it? The guy bought a ferry. The guy is dating a Kardashian. What's going to be the exaggerated version of that? Per Peacock, it will combine grounded storytelling with absurd elements from the worldview for which Pete Davidson is well known. On the other hand, bad news for Tracy Morgan. The CBS and TNT the other day basically were like, yeah, we're not making stuff anymore. Why don't you watch HBO Max? They canceled everything. The Last OG will not return for season 5. Sorry, Tracy Morgan. Netflix has been releasing their summer plans. Hey, great news if you're me. There's an Adam Sandler movie. Who loves Adam Sandler more than I do? Now, as much as I don't like Adam Sandler movies, see, I was kidding there. Hustle comes out June 8th, and I have hope for this one. This sounds like the kind of thing Sandler should be doing based upon his role in Uncut Gems, which, of course, is the best Adam Sandler movie. In Hustle, Adam Sandler stars as Stanley Sugarman, don't love the name, but okay, a down-on-his-luck basketball scout who, while abroad, discovers Bo Cruz, a once-in-a-lifetime player with a rocky past. Adam Sandler's scout takes it upon himself to bring the phenom to America without his team's approval. Against the odds, Stanley and Bo, the player, have one final shot to prove they have what it takes to make it in the NBA. That could be good if it's taken seriously. I could also see it being a train wreck if it's a goofball comedy. Adam Sandler's in it. It's probably a goofball comedy, but I have hope. Gerard Carmichael thought it was 1986, so he went on the Howard Stern Show. Oh, what a shot there, Johnny Mac. That was cheap. Carmichael told Howard, me and my mom have a God-sized wall between us. My mother holds on to religion because it got her through really rough times. She needed God for every step of her life, and she didn't account for a gay son. She doesn't really know what to do with it. I can feel her being lost. He used to speak to his mother every day. He told Howard, I want to work with her, but talking to her and not acknowledging that part of myself causes a reverberating effect of self-hate that I can't afford right now. I dropped a couple G's in that sentence. The Queens is coming out this week. So I added distance. I don't want the conversation to be fake. I'm trying to eliminate that from my life. It's hard not to be yourself, especially with someone you love so much. I think I had told you about this and then erased it from my mind. Sarah Silverman has a show coming to Broadway, and it's a musical. Did I know it was a musical? Did I forget? The Bedwetter begins previews April 30th. Hey, that's tomorrow. It centers on a 10-year-old Sarah Silverman who suffered from the embarrassing condition of the title. That title again, The Bedwetter. It deals with divorce and depression, but it's a raucous comedy. Sarah said, everything's couched with hard jokes, but it's also vulnerable and sad. I really hope people bring their kids. Now, this is where I got really interested. It was originally scheduled for the spring of 2020. Then there was this pandemic. You probably heard about it. And during the pandemic, one of the show's original creators passed away. That creator, composer Adam Schlesinger, from one of my favorite bands, Fountains of Wayne. Adam could write a hooky song. The Bedwetter began when Schlesinger read Silverman's 2010 best-selling memoir and decided that chapter headings like My Nana Was Great But Now She's Dead and Hi Em Goodbye Man were the seeds of great comic songs. Silverman and Schlesinger began working on the project a decade ago, becoming friends in the process. Sarah said, "We started going to this piano bar karaoke every other Friday," noting that she still can't strike the standing get-together from her calendar. Wow, I love Fountains of Wayne. I wonder what that's going to sound like. I'll be the first one downloading the soundtrack on Apple Music. I had told you Christina P's special's coming out for Mother's Day. I dropped the G again. What is going on, Johnny Mac? Coming out. It's coming out Mother's Day. Does it matter what accent I use? The trailer is out for Christina P's Mom Jeans, in which she discusses a mother's love, the emotional roller coaster that is having kids, and thinking she'll want another one. Christina P also fills viewers in on the tribulations of motherhood, marriage, and everything in between. There is a new episode out of the podcast The Best Song Ever this week. Every week on Friday, music journalist Scott Frampton picks a song and tells you why it's awesome this week. Are You Sure Hank Done It This Way? By Waylon Jennings. That song was the song that started the outlaw movement in country. That podcast is called The Best Song Ever This Week. Got a nice note from Tom, who listens every day, who pointed out, "Hey man, could you say Fortune Feimster's name correctly?" Apparently I can't. I almost messed that up right there. He asked if I was doing it on purpose, to which I wrote back, "Nope, just ignorant. Fortune Feimster, I apologize for saying your name wrong." There are some things that get in my brain. For example, this next person I'm going to say actually did the morning show for us on Sirius XM for like a year, and I can never remember, is Rachel's last name Feinstein? Feinstein? I can never get that right. Feinstein, right? I don't know. And then there was a Canadian musical comedian, John Lajoie, who we loved and discovered early in his career from his YouTube videos. And on air, we were calling him John LaJoie. He spells his name L-A-J-O-I-E. We called him John LaJoie for like a year. I think we even called him John LaJoie to his face when he was in studio. But Canadians are polite and he didn't correct us. John Lajoie, he's fantastic. Check him out. Tom, thank you for the note. I'm sure I'm saying 50 other names wrong as well. Not much on Gossip Corner today, unless you were over at Billy Crystal's debut of Mr. Saturday Night. Alex Bornstein, Steve Martin, and Jimmy Fallon came out to see Billy Crystal. The Netflix Comedy Festival is getting a lot of big articles. Variety spoke with Netflix head of comedy, Tracy Pacosta. See, I'm probably saying that wrong. Tom, is it Pacosta? Pacosta? Look that up for me. It all began with a simple idea inside Netflix. I forgot about this idea. Their idea was a comedy hall of fame dubbed The Hall, honoring legends George Carlin, Richard Pryor, Joan Rivers, and Robin Williams. Then Robbie Prah told him about yesterday. He started thinking big. Robbie said, "When we started thinking it through, it made sense to build a whole celebration of comedy around The Hall." That's when they decided to turn the Netflix as a joke brand into a social channel and then a major festival. Again, the names appearing this week: Kevin Hart, Larry David, John Mulaney, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, David Letterman, Pete Davidson, Amy Schumer, Fonda and Tomlin, Wanda Sykes, Patton Oswalt, Conan, Margaret Cho, Bill Burr, and others. Kevin Hart put out a statement. The statement says, "This comedy festival is massive. Netflix has done an amazing job in supporting comedy over the years, and they've been an unbelievable partner to me and my brand. Showing up at this festival was a must for me." Some of the shows tonight: a showcase, Pete Davidson and Best Friends. It's not Pete Davidson and Friends. It's Pete Davidson and Best Friends. Who were Pete Davidson's best friends? Apparently they are Giulio Gallerati, Nico White, Carly Aquilino, Joey Gay, Derek Gaines, Jordan Rock, and Dave Cyrus. You know those Please Don't Destroy guys that you like on Saturday Night Live? You have good taste. Well, they're doing two shows tonight, 7 and 9:30. Most nights at the Hollywood Palladium, you can go see The Drop-In, featuring weekend evening sets hosted by the sorts of big names already attached to other sold-out events, including Joel Kim Booster, Janelle James, Jimmy Carr. Oh, I love Jimmy. I didn't realize Jimmy was at this thing. Let me open up my little bookmark here, tell you who else is playing. Today is Friday, April 29th. Chappelle at 7 o'clock again. Felipe Esparza at 7 and 10. Veer Daz at 7. The Pete Davidson thing has two shows, Tom Papa at 7, Maz Jobrani and Friends at 7 and 9:30. The site does not tell me who Maz Jobrani's friends are. Mo Ammer, who's fantastic, two shows, 7 and 9:30. Melissa Villaseñor at 7. Guy Branum at 9:30. I mean, this thing is huge. David Cross at 9:30. Man, if I were there, it'd be hard to strategize this thing. The LA Times spoke to Mo Ammer, who I just told you is fantastic because he is. I love both his Netflix specials. Mo said, I didn't realize how big of a situation this festival is going to be, but it's always fun to get together with all the other comedians. It's all of your friends that usually don't get to see, and everyone's doing shows together all week, seeing what everybody's working on, how everybody's doing. It's going to be really exciting. I just finished filming a series for Netflix based on my life. That's cool. So I've been in a dungeon doing that. I was filming it all last fall and editing the last 5 months, so this is going to feel like freedom after TV jail. The Times asked him about his work on Rami, which is a fantastic show on Hulu. If you have not seen Rami, watch Rami. Mo said, it's flexing a whole nother muscle that I haven't used for quite some time. My primary focus and my first love is stand-up comedy, and I'll always be that way, but crossing over into TV and film has been two entirely different things, especially a superhero movie with The Rock. Mo makes an appearance in Black Adam. How can you even evaluate what that experience is going to be like before you get to see what a $250 million budget's like? It was a completely new experience, and I was totally ready for it. I just flourished and felt like we got so close as a cast, seeing it all come together now. Super exciting, no pun intended. And Seth Meyers, doing what he can do to make the world a better place. He'll be at Forgotten Harvest's 29th Annual Comedy Night. All ticket sales of the event tonight will help support Forgotten Harvest's mission to provide fresh food to Metro Detroiters. Some tickets still available. So if you're in Detroit and you want to see Seth Meyers, go to Forgotten Harvest's website. That is your comedy news for today. Follow the show for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, wherever you get your shows. If you want to support the show, you can buy me a coffee.com/dailycomedynews or become a premium subscriber. Open up the Apple Podcasts app and they'll put that in front of you for $5 a month. Commercial free and early releases. See you here tomorrow.